Ramble.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world.
Though she looks so sad in photographs. I absolutely love her.
When she smiles.
Welcome to the tripod. You got your boys again. It's still just the Mad Three.
Mad Three and Rainy on the ones and twos in the background.
Yep.
Where are you going, Miles? Where are you doing?
He's making sure that I look good and plenty.
Now, here's a question, Miles. Sat our puppet, Ronald, beautifully next to Keith with headphones. Why is he out of the shot?
It's a great question. This room, sometimes if the frame gets too wide, you can see cables. I just framed Ronald out. You want Ronald to be in the frame?
Well, I've mentioned Ronald now, and those watching on YouTube.
Yeah, so now I've got it.
Whoa, Keith.
I'm keeping him steady.
Yeah, keep him fresh.
It's hard to balance him. Maybe just move the chair over next to you. Anyway, yeah. He looks fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he looks catatonic, to be totally honest.
He looks like he just walked in on his parents making love. And he's shocked. He's frozen shocked.
Let's talk about that. Has that ever happened to you? Yeah, I was going to say.
Ronald is fucked up. He doesn't look good anymore.
I told you, man. It was really hard to balance that.
You got him, though. It was well worked out.
I think we've all walked in on our parents in some form of coitus.
Not that I really remember. I have sort of a memory of like...
try it.
Gonna be harder now. I'm much further away.
It'll require a flight.
Yeah. Did your parents? God, my parents will hate any version of this story. Did your parents ever make you say hello to them in high school when you came home from a night of partying?
We come home. We're obviously baked as hell, and we have to say hi before we go up to our friend's house.
Basically, this was a thing. My dad.
Yeah.
In high school, my sister and I did not tell him we were home. Mm-hmm. He would wake up in the middle of the night, panicked, come out, and come to find us. So it was this rule, like, hey, when I'm sleeping, just come and let me know you're here.
Mm.
You just need to tell me. Mm. And I'm like, all right, Dad, that's fine. So I would come home at night, and my dad would be fast asleep, and I would have to give him a kiss.
You have to kiss him on the cheek?
On the lips, yep.
On the lips?
Oh, my God.
No, I had to give him a little kiss.
On the forehead.
Yeah. And, like, give him a little shake. And he was a heavy sleeper. And so every time, every night, without fail, he would wake up.
Jesus.
Totally panicked.
Jesus Christ.
And then go, okay, thanks, good night. And to your point, yes, I towards the latter half of high school was getting quite baked. And so to go through that every night and not laugh my ass off was quite the challenge.
And to not reek of weed when you kissed him.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I'm sure that he knew.
Yeah, probably. But there was one choice night that
What's
I came...
What's going on over there, Miles?
My mic stands bad.
And it's better than ever.
Oh, it's better now.
Hey, mic stands.
So yeah, but you were getting stoned in high school running around, kissing your dad and
kissing
shit.
My dad.
We thought we had nothing for this podcast. It's off to a roaring start.
There was a one choice night, however, that I came home and my father was sleeping face down, thank goodness, with his bare butt cheeks hanging out, the blankets kicked off. And I said, you know what, Dad? Tonight, no kiss for Daddy.
I left
the room and closed the door.
I get that.
Can you moon somebody in 2021?
Is that like... You mean
someone you know or a stranger?
Something you know. I would never moon a stranger.
PC culture, man, is taking so much from us. Is that what you're getting at?
No, that's not what I'm getting at.
I mean, I would say it is probably a form of sexual harassment.
That's what I mean.
Right? Yeah. So I think you have to have a certain relationship with that person that they anticipate and that mooning has been established as fine.
Probably do you ask this because you cut out the story from the episode of Guilty Pleasures that Maggie guessed it on about how I mooned my lovely fiance? I noticed that. We had a whole conversation about my hilarious butt.
Oh, yeah.
Excised from the episode.
Yeah. Tell the story here.
Was that Guilty Pleasure?
I mean, it can be on the tripod.
Or maybe I just listened to that episode.
What was the story? I don't even remember it.
Did I tell it twice? Is that why you cut it?
Maybe.
You'd had her come into the bathroom.
Oh, no.
And see you, and you were waiting with your butt cheeks out.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Yeah, I think he's told it before.
Well, it's a good story. Can I tell it a third time?
Yeah, tell it a third time. So Zach and Maggie, I'll tell it.
But you think you're, so who are you trying to moon?
Well, like, I guess it, I don't have a, I'm just not premeditated.
Ah.
I'm not premeditated.
It's in the heat of the moment.
You're looking, you're looking for a chance though.
Like, butts are so funny and I don't want anyone to be upset by my butt. But like, I guess like if I mooned you, it'd be probably be appropriate. If you mooned me, inappropriate.
Oh, you think it's appropriate if you mooned me?
I think so.
Miles,
yeah.
You have my full enthusiastic blessing to moon me whenever you would like.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying as your boss that I want you to moon me. I'm not asking you. I'm not
requesting
you.
Because that would be inappropriate.
However,
yeah,
we have a very welcoming, warm, fun work environment.
So
if
fun.
If it's just you and me,
I can moon you. If it's just you and me, I don't think I'm mooning you. If it's just me, you and me in the office, I don't think I'm going to moon you.
So what, you'd rather do it when there
in
are...
In front of a crowd, yeah.
Well, but then you're now bringing exposing. Other people into it.
Here's what the proper way
okay,
I'd like to moon you.
They all stand in front of you.
That's what I mean. Yeah, yeah, they're standing and
do
they
do they like applaud in this sort of...
Yeah, they like, see my happening? Face.
Actually, everyone's standing behind Miles flipping me the bird
and they see my face but they can't see my ass. Zach's in his office, I'm in front of the window.
Are you pressing the cheeks against the glass?
No. Ooh. I think that's too what's one step too far.
Yeah, it's a little far because then you leave your butt prints
and what if he quickly Windexes it after?
Well, that's possible.
He came prepared. Pretty
funny. What if he Windexes with his butt? He uses his butt to
my butt. Yeah, that's possible.
Okay, I have a butt story.
You
okay,
do?
Here we go.
Yeah, it reminds me of Windex butt. So we just did this hair video. I was given this spray. It's like an essential oil concoction that he's like, yo, spray it on your hair at night, and it just helps with thickness and strength and boldening. I'm down to try anything, right? So I spray it like 20 times on my hair, and then I rub it in. Oh, no, I fucked up my hair. I rub it in, and then I get ready for bed. So my nighttime routine is I do my face stuff, I brush my teeth, whatever, do my hairspray. Then I get one last pee in. And every now and then, sometimes you get like itches on your body. So I sprayed my hair and then I like had a little itch on my butt.
You sprayed your butt?
No. I did not spray my butt.
He transferred.
I sprayed my hair. And in doing that, I had a little bit of this essential oil concoction. And I scratched my butt.
Oh,
and as
no.
a result, I had this like tingly menthol butthole. And I was like laying in bed. I'm like, oh God, what have I done? And it was quite unpleasant.
Wow.
And you would think that I learned my lesson. I did not, because the next night I went to pee. And the hand that I used to pee was the hand that I used for my hair.
You gotta wash your hands.
I had a tingly member.
Yeah.
That's tough.
You gotta wash your hands. I actually wash my hands so many times when I'm doing my like face routine and hair routine in the morning, only because I can't. When you put hair stuff in your hands, it won't come off without soap and water.
Agreed.
You must wash your hands to get it off of your hands. And there's several things that I use that I don't want to like get this into what goes into my hair, so I have to wash my hands like several times.
Guys, I fucking hate skin care. Okay, because here's
too.
The thing. So David Dang, a great buddy, he recently told me that when you're supposed to sunscreen your face, right? Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Not everyone does that. Do you sunscreen every day?
No.
You should, Miles.
Really?
Yeah, because you don't think about it until you have to think about it, and then you're like, oh boy.
Well, I work in an office without any windows.
Yeah, so. But you drive to work.
Is that enough?
But windows have the UV protectant in them. All car windows have UV protectant in them.
But here's what I found out. Even our computer screens, according to...
are going to sunburn me?
It's UV.
David Dong.
So I'm supposed to sunscreen every single day.
You're supposed to sunscreen every single day. And what he told me is that you're supposed to sunscreen basically down to your nipples. Because... wait, did we talk about this?
I don't think we did. I think we did offline.
That your shirts...
are not UV protectant.
Gets through your shirts.
Really?
Unless you have a UV shirt.
Which is now a thing.
So I have to sunscreen more than just my nipples.
Well,
it's basically you want to sunscreen your neck and your chest because those are that's your youthful exposed skin, right? So as you get older, your neck especially
gets old looking.
Shows signs of wear. And it's sunscreen. Because of sun damage.
And then what I was thinking about, what made me think about the story is because you were talking about how much you wash your hands. Well, during the pandemic, especially, been washing my hands like crazy.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers are so dry and cracked now. And they say like if you want to see someone's age, the hands show age because you can get all the plastic surgery, all the face stuff. There ain't nothing to make your hands look hot and young. So my hands are starting to look old and weathered, baby, and I don't like it. One day I'm going to look down and I'm going to see all the little veins popping through my hands. They're going to be trying. You know, my hands now.
Yeah.
Just putting them into my pocket sometimes will cut them up because they're so dry.
Wow.
You ever caught, have a pen upside down in your pocket and you ram your hand in too fast and suddenly you fucked yourself up and you're screaming?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, that'd be tough. That'd be intense.
It either gets under your nail or it nicks your knuckle or something, and it's bad.
Sometimes jeans have the little chapstick pocket, extra like button to clasp. And it'll get me.
What do you guys keep in? Okay, guys' jeans have the little coin pocket. It's that little
the drug pocket.
Drug pocket. Yes.
I mean, I think that's what it clearly was actually designed for. Yeah. It's not good for coins because it's hard to get your fingers in.
Bummer.
Do you remember when the first? I remember there were commercials for a jean that came out, and they put that pocket into the pocket as a secret pocket.
A commercial?
It was a commercial that said like, and these jeans have a secret pocket, so you can put things like coins and stuff in there. I'm like, what kind of secret advertising is this? This is clearly for like, these are drug jeans.
Yeah.
Make sure you drop by the Dillard's to get your pair of drug jeans today.
How little do you think my drugs are? Can't fit in that.
Right. Yeah, right. I got a big ass nug. Not going to fit in my little pocket.
When Zach's coming, all my friends are eating tonight, baby.
I just had a dream. I had a dream last night that I rolled a joint where all I did was put an entire nug of weed into paper and didn't roll it. And we smoked it and it smoked great.
That was your dream.
That was a part
That's
of
a
my
good
dream.
Dream.
Now, when you smoke weed in your dream,
uh-huh.
Do you get high in your dream?
Doesn't seem like I do, but maybe that's because dreams are all sorts of bizarre anyway.
You know, I'm realizing, you told us that you have bonkers ass dreams, and that's because you are, I think probably, because you are smoking weed to fall asleep every night, right? Yeah.
I smoke weed at the end of the day instead of like how some people might have a cocktail or wine. I try to strictly use weed. Now, sometimes I obviously still have a cocktail or maybe have wine, but I always will, at the end of the day, when all my work is done and I have no more work, there's no more incoming calls or emails, so this is normally like
2 p.m.
8 p.m. on Saturday, maybe, Miles. But on weekdays, it's normally like 8 p.m. And like we're just going to watch Netflix for the rest of the night. That's the plan. The so I'll have a little bit of weed. It helps me wind down. Helps me chill out. Helps me not think about maybe work that needs to be done.
Yeah.
You know, so I have some weed. And then typically, I'll go to sleep in the next couple hours. And sometimes if I feel like I'm not going to sleep well, maybe I'll have like a half of a gummy, you know, to make sure I sleep. And it's great. And then sometimes you'll wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, whoa, the world's crazy. I gotta pee.
Yeah.
But maybe that is why my dreams are weird, but they've always been fucking weird.
That's the challenge for me though, is that I now wake up to pee basically without fail every night in
me
the middle
too.
Of the night. Yeah. And getting up to pee when you are high,
it is tough.
The world is upside down.
I too have replaced the evening beer cocktail with taking a little gummy, and I find that it is much more sustainable.
It's sustainable. It's cheaper.
And those gummies are fucking delicious.
And they taste delicious. Good.
That is the hardest part for me is that like I only, you know, I'm having like a little quarter of a gummy or like half of a gummy.
A quarter of a gummy.
I have some powerful gummies.
Oh, are they like 10 milligrams?
Yeah.
Guys, I bought. So I was I was like, oh, I want some different edibles to try. And I bought some mints. Mm-hmm. And I bought two different types of mints. And I didn't even pay any attention to what their percentages were, what they were.
Oh, no.
But they just had two types of mints. So I'm like, I'll take both and I'll try them. Mm-hmm. And they're like, cool. And like, these are pretty heavy hitters and these are pretty mild. I'm like, cool. So I looked at it, and the mild ones are unbelievable. They're like one THC, two CBD, which is almost nothing.
Yeah,
so I'm like, that's kind of cool. If you really wanted a low dose, yes. Like that's a really low dose. That's great. The other ones are the size of Altoid minis. They're bright green.
Oh, no.
They reek of weed. And they're fucking 40 milligrams of THC. I'm like, how on earth?
In one mint.
And it's tiny. You can't break that up. You can't have half of that mint. You can't have a quarter of that mint.
So you just bought it sight unseen, didn't even realize what you were buying.
Yeah, so now I have these like
nuclear bombs.
Nuclear mints. What will I ever use this for?
Absolutely no world in which you will ever want that.
No.
40 milligrams.
Maybe if I were to like watch Space Jam at my house and I was like already and I put a pillow down.
Oh my God. 10 is a good amount.
That is a lot.
It's out of control how strong these are and I had no idea. And I opened the tin and it smells like you're in a marijuana like farm. It is so weedy.
I think I've taken the most I've ever taken was 35 at once. And that was That's at the lot. Height of my weed smoking. I was getting on a plane about to go through security, reached in my pocket, was like, oh no, I have this edible, can't get on the plane, so let me just chomp down.
Holy shit.
You know, you wake up, you fall asleep during takeoff, you wake up and like it's like you're the opening of Lost. Yeah. You are on a new planet. Your body is paralyzed. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
It's so
I'm going to have
scary.
To talk to the flight attendant and ask for water, and she's going to know.
The FBI is waiting for me when we land.
Yeah. I had the same thing, except I took a 100 milligram pill because someone...
100?
Are you fucking
are you
crazy?
This was so long ago that I had no idea. It's like the first... like.
Why
edible
does that
thing
even exist?
I don't know. I so don't know.
And why does a 40 exist?
I also didn't. I was at that time only smoking weed. I had no experience. Yeah. With I had no idea what milligram meant.
Uh-huh,
so I'm like, that must be normal. If someone has it, it must be normal. And they gave it to me, and they're like, well, I can't break this up because they gave it to me as I was getting out of the car to go into the airport. And I'm like, well, I guess
who
I better
did this to you.
It was just a friend. I'm not going to sell him out. And I ate it. I went to the airport
and you died.
I'm in the airport and like they're starting to board. I'm like, I'm pretty high. But I thought like this is like a good level of high. I'm not too high yet. We get on the plane and then the plane takes off. And you know when the plane takes off, it normally does a pretty strong bank to turn and go where it's going. Well, when it started to bank, I fully felt the plane just doing barrel rolls. And I looked and no one was freaking out. And I'm like, this is the calmest plane. This plane is doing barrel rolls right now. And it was only me and Mark Musinski. And Mark Musinski is not high, obviously. He's sitting next to me in the middle seat. I'm in the window seat. And I turn to Mark. I'm like, Mark. The plane, is it flying normally? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, good. And then I'm only like every minute that passes, I'm getting substantially higher to the point where I am now like, everybody knows I can't speak. I don't know what to do. And I turn to Mark and I'm like, Mark, you have to get me a water. There's no way I can order it for myself. I can't handle that. And then,
but what you probably said is,
I'm like, my water, please.
Water. I can't.
Yeah.
Water.
And then I just like put my head against the seat in front of me and I just sort of zone out for 2 hours. And then it's like 4 hour flight. I think it was New York to LA. And we're starting to.
Or on a good day.
They're like, attention passengers, we're going to start our descent. And I'm like, oh no, we're going to land. I'm going to have to get up and get my luggage down. I will not be able to do that. And I'm like, I was like, oh no, because I'm still so high. And I'm like, I'm very concerned about getting off the plane that I'm going to have to like talk to people and move. And I'm like, I fully did not feel like I was capable of walking, let alone lifting.
That's so insane.
It was too much. And I never have even broached that. I think the most I've ever taken is like 15. Maybe 20.
And that's a lot.
And that's a lot. And that was like specifically for like, oh, we're going to watch like all the Harry Potter movies and I'll stay inside. And I didn't have it all at once. I had like 5 milligrams. Then a couple hours later, maybe had another 5. And like that was a sequential ingestment of weed.
And 5 milligrams is like a healthy, like that's, I think, the standard dose.
The normal dose.
You take a 5 milligram gummy.
3 to 5,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 to 5.
If you're a smoker, that's like a good.
Yeah, it's a good amount.
I can take 10 and it will not fuck me up.
For sure. Yeah.
But once I get to the 15 or 20, it starts to fuck me up. It's too much.
Yeah, I usually chill. Five or a little bit more is good for me.
Yeah, I usually go. Speaking of getting stoned, I went to a bachelor party.
Hey!
At this point a couple weekends ago, but based on when we're recording this, not that long ago.
Miles getting married.
Getting married. Went
it
to
was
a bachelor.
Your bachelor party.
My bachelor party.
I thought
party.
You went to a bachelor party.
No, it was
you
my bachelor
party. You went to your bachelor party. What the fuck did you do, bro?
It was a fucking party, man. So we went to Colorado. It was great. Got all my favorite friends in the world.
Which part?
All of your... Favorite?
Yeah, sorry, Zach. I know.
I was in Greece. That's why I couldn't come. Thanks for the invite, though.
Keith was invited but could not go.
I was busy.
Yeah, Zach was busy.
Yeah, I was doing other stuff.
Yeah, Eugene was working.
Eugene was there.
Ned was not invited. but so we went to Breckenridge. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And we were just like at this beautiful house. It was my roommate Kendall's like a home that her family has. And we went up there and it was a fucking blast. We played paintball, which was so fun.
So fun.
Which I think the Try Guys should definitely play paintball.
We want to do, so we have our 4-verse-1 series.
Yes.
We want to do a 10-verse-1.
Oh my God.
Of just
God.
One expert paintballer just marking all of us.
It was so fun. It was like definitely maybe the most exercise I've gotten ever.
And it's adrenaline.
Because it's adrenaline. And
the whole time.
We were in the middle of the desert. And like you're wearing like hoodies and stuff because you don't want to get hit right on the skin because it hurts like shit. And we were like running around the desert and it was like essentially like on a big, like if you picture a canyon wall, it was like a sloped canyon wall, like up like that. So one group would like get the high ground and one group get the low ground. And there's all these like like trees and sort of brushes and stuff. And you're hiding in like these trenches. And it was so insane because you have your gun and you'd be like, all right, I'm going to get up to the ridge. And it's way farther than you think it is. So you'd like run really hard for like 30 seconds and then be like... And have to catch your breath and then like hope nobody's like shooting you.
Uh-huh.
And it was,
fuck, we got to do this because so I'm nearing, if I'm not already there, the point in my life where my body will not be able to withstand all this running.
Oh, we're all going to like sprain or pull something.
Because it was not like, getting hit's not the part that hurts. The part that hurts is like, oh, you might roll your ankle
from doing it. It's just the fear of getting shot.
Yeah.
It's more that you're going to have to turn on a dime a lot. And change your mind because you'll start running and then suddenly it's a hail of gunfire. You're like, turn back.
And it is so scary. Oh, it's really fun.
I used to do it in my woods as a kid.
It's so fun.
Like we had this expansive woods behind and we got into it. So like there were four of us and we would basically just do like take the hill kind of things where one person would, we literally dug out a bunker behind a boulder and had one person would be up there as the sniper and the other three try to get to you and take it. And then we also one day invited two other people who were like really good and they just ripped us apart.
Yeah.
And it was fun though. It was really fun.
When you're doing this for your bachelor party, Miles, is it you and your party against some random fuckers?
Yeah. So there's like 10 of us and we split teams. No, random
five
fucker.
Five versus five.
Yeah. Random fucker.
Nice.
And then we would like,
no random fucker.
But we did like have two team captains. Then they pick everyone. Then we would switch up and like have everyone pick and stuff. Will did get picked last on one of them. Which is very funny.
But then he showed them.
He became team captain, exactly.
Oh, hell yeah.
But
what else other kind of shenanigans you get into? You guys
Definitely, I will say, on the paintball, some members were under the influence of various things.
Okay.
Fun.
Fun
and confusing, I'm sure.
Very confusing for them,
I think. Did anything go into the mouth? Did it go into your stomach or into your lungs or into your blood or into your nasal cavity?
It was no nasal.
Nice.
It was in your stomach.
We don't support that here. I just was given the option. It was a trap.
Yeah, it was a trap. You've been fired. It was into your stomach.
Okay.
That's alcohol.
Well,
I know what he's saying.
It was into your stomach, but it was, it was a good trip. And, so we did lots of things that were very fun like that. We went to Breckenridge. We played like drinking Olympics games, which like, I don't really play drinking games anymore, but it was like a big, you know, group of boys.
I'm, by the way, full on board for this style of bachelor party.
Yeah, it was the best.
There seems to be two camps.
Yeah.
There's either... like, my last night of being single. Let's crazy. Go out and hoe out. And like I don't really know what guys are doing when they go to Vegas or Nashville. They're like, I'm going to think about fucking somebody,
which
but then
crazy.
Not do it. Like, what? What is the point there of like going out? No, either you do it and you're gross, or you just think about doing it and you're gross. Stupid. Mm-hmm. The other version, which is way sillier and stupider, is like, hey, you're about to become a man and be like, get all these responsibilities of being a husband. Mm-hmm. Go be a child again.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Go be a fucking idiot.
Go get a house. Play a bunch of silly games.
Right.
Eat stupid food.
Yeah, eat
don't
pizza
clean
rolls.
Up.
Yep. Eat crazy stuff. We also did. So one thing that was revealed to me on like the second night was that the whole time they're like, you know, my friends are planning this and stuff and being very sweet. And Sarah had been texting all of them desperately. None of them wanted this. Sarah was trying to hire strippers to come out. We all were like, absolutely, please.
Male or female?
Female.
That's
because she was like, it would be funny. Because obviously she's like, I don't want to like actually, but it'd be funny because you guys are all dorks and it would be, you'd be really uncomfortable about it. So Sarah's like texting them like, come on, it'll be so funny. And everyone's like, we absolutely don't want that to happen. We're
that
like
is
10 dorky boys in a cabin.
We're also in Breckenridge.
You're right.
I don't like, know what the, I mean, I just don't know how available it is.
It's like, that's absolutely not something any of us are interested in having around. But Sarah was very funny and desperate about trying to book it for us.
That's
never happened.
Very
thankfully.
Funny.
But,
and she had her bachelor party at the same time.
A week prior. So she had it at a slightly different time.
When I saw her and touched her dog's balls, she was sharing that it was at her friend's beautiful house. So like some.
Yes,
somewhere.
It was. Yeah. In Wyoming, I think.
Wyoming, yes.
Or Minnesota.
In Minnesota, yes.
But no, it was a fantastic trip with fantastic boys.
I'm excited to go to a bachelor party again soon because I got some friends who got engaged.
Oh.
Got lots of bachelor parties coming up. I mean, Zach, yes. I don't know when his will ever be. His will be fun.
But Huey and Alex from Lueberger, both
and,
have like totally fast-tracked their weddings.
And Biwo fast-tracked.
Right.
He actually is married, but they're going to do finally their like actual wedding, and we'll have a bachelor party. So I got bachelor parties coming up in the next 6 months, baby.
Alex and Huey, it's like a six-month turnaround or something crazy.
It's fast.
That's great.
It's fast.
Good for them.
Nuts.
It's fast. It'll be fun. I got like 3 weddings in 2 months. In 6 months or so.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be a great time.
Yes. I've got two weddings coming up in October. And, you know, it's funny. Everyone was going to have a wedding in the summer. And they're like, well, we should give it a little more time just to be like safe from the pandemic.
Yeah,
and now it's like you get right into the thick of it.
It is tough.
Don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah. I don't know. The future is constantly in the dark.
It is.
Never know what's going to be okay anymore. Yeah. So
I saw this thing online that kind of feel. Are we done with your bachelor party?
No.
Was there anything
more.
Else?
I don't really have more.
Yeah. Was there a clown?
There was no clown.
Balloons?
There was balloons.
Did you make steak?
We did not make steak.
Are you
made,
fucking kidding?
Well, my friend made like birria tacos. He like
Ooh,
was bracing them for a while.
That's pretty good.
That's really
good. As long as you eat, I feel like
board
a
games.
Bachelor party has a ceremonial meat at some point.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people make steaks. So I think that is a good, like a long braised thing,
really nice.
A pork shoulder, you know, making a special like communal meat.
Yeah. When we went to lunch at a distillery.
Oh, fun.
Fucking great.
You got some whiskey or?
Yeah, whiskey.
Hell yeah.
Whiskey flights.
Hell yeah.
You guys
really nice.
Play any Ticket to Ride? Maybe a little Exploding Kittens?
We did get very stoned and play Super Smash Brothers for a while.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
A really good
one. We played a lot of Super Smash Brothers last bachelor party I went to. It was always the end of the, whatever else we did,
yeah.
It ends with this.
Of course. Yeah, it's perfect.
I wonder if at my bachelor party, I can make a rule where Ned can't play a snake.
Yeah, you definitely
can. Oh, yeah,
can.
It's your bachelor party.
Because he's so good at Snake, and it's so frustrating. And for people who don't care, I'm so sorry.
Such
but
a Ned character.
He just shoots
too.
These missiles and
all
stays
over.
Away from you, and you're like homing missiles, and like, motherfucker, like, come fight me.
There's bombs everywhere.
And he's so the good. Snake. It's he's so good with them, and it's like, it's not even fun.
Yeah.
I like playing as different characters.
I like playing as only the dumbest ones.
Yeah,
it's really fun.
I just pick
up.
The dumbest
That's
characters
fun.
And have a great time. And any character that also can kill you and kill me at the same time. So like any like I love grabbing people and dying. Like we die together.
Donkey Kong, yeah.
Donkey Kong is one, Bowser is one, DDD is one.
Do you ever do Jigglypuff, suck him up and jump off?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's what I do with DDD.
We used to play either only Jigglypuff or only Kirby, and it was just fun. Like who can you? It, the only way you're allowed to kill him with Kirby is suck up and try and drop to the bottom, uh-huh. and who can escape?
Yeah, we should. I mean, we'll have a TV in here soon. We could set up a little.
You just play, shit. Should we play while we pod?
Yeah, for sure.
That'll be very entertaining.
A boring
<I'm sure.
laughs> podcast.
We're just super disinterested.
So,
Zach, you said you had a segment.
It's not a segment.
Well, you told me you had a big segment before we started.
I never said big.
Mm-hmm.
I
well, you said we were leaving his bachelor's party for something else.
I saw a thing online, and it felt kind of like a metaphor for what the world is experiencing right now.
Yeah.
And I think it was called the shopping cart dilemma. Have you guys seen this?
No.
No.
So when you are at a supermarket, do you return the shopping cart to the appropriate place? What do you do with it?
I do. I'm a big cart narc, as they say, which I shame people who don't put their carts back. Put your cart back.
I rely on the context of the situation. So if there's shopping cart like hutches that you put it in, I'll put it in. If there's no shopping cart hutches,
there's always a shopping cart
hutch. No, because sometimes there's not. In LA, the parking lots are weird, and like sometimes there are small parking lots or grocery stores and stuff. So if there's not a shopping cart hutch, then I'll put it where the majority of the other carts are.
Okay, but so you're not just leaving it in your spot and walking away.
No.
So this was something, apparently the source is Twitter/AntichristJared. So thanks, Antichrist.
Wow.
But this post posits that the shopping cart is the ultimate litmus test, this is a quote, for whether a person is capable of self-governing.
Hmm.
Because a shopping cart, returning it, it's easy, it's convenient. We all know that it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of us knows that it is the right thing to do. It makes it run more efficiently. It is courteous.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also no consequences to not doing it.
Yeah.
You will never get in trouble.
Right.
There is no, it's not a crime. Mm-hmm. There's no punishment. It's not illegal. So this is what they argue is the apex example of whether a person will do what is right without being forced to do it.
Hmm.
And I think we all have been
to
a supermarket and we know that people don't do what is right.
Yeah.
And so this is kind of, it one, breaks down people who is willing to do the right thing just because it is the right thing and because we have a responsibility to each other to be good people and who isn't. And I think the case of the shopping cart unfortunately shows that left to their own devices, people don't do what is good.
Mm-hmm.
People are not inherent. I mean, this is like, we need to get like some Kantian theory up in here. We need to get Rousseau and some of the great philosophers to posit, to think about this. But I don't believe. I used to believe in the good of people. I'm getting really deep here. Yeah. I used to believe that people were ultimately good, and I don't think I believe that anymore. And it's partially due to the shopping carts.
Yeah.
Partially due to the way that people are responding to the pandemic, right? Mm-hmm. Like, people are just not doing what is good.
Yeah.
God, we were having so much fun. We were laughing so hard.
I think people are good. I think people have that of good or worth or value inside of them. But ultimately, like, it's so hard to say because, like, obviously, if there's somebody who has access to news and whatever and they're in the zeitgeist, then they can choose which one is correct. But I unfortunately think that it's like, it's not that you can't blame people who are like down the rabbit hole of believing crazy shit.
Right. We're living in a misinformation.
Yeah. Like, you can literally have people who are born into stuff that, and then they just experience only that and they think it's true because they don't have a reference point. So it's so hard. I think people are good. There's so many bad people though. You know, like people.
But that means that people are not born inherently good. They need society to teach them to be good to each other.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, look, the most popular religion is based on this idea of original sin. It's what is original sin? It's like, okay, yeah, you killed God, whatever. No, it's actually that, like, no, you have bad stuff within you and you need to work hard to not be a bad person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's tough. It's entirely how you're raised.
It's also not the most popular religion. Islam is. Yeah. So maybe.
Yeah. I think that it's just how you're raised, and whether that is by your parents or by your society, it, like, societal things become the norm to you, just like food could become the norm to you if you were raised in a place that only eats bugs all the time. That'd be incredibly, incredibly normal.
Yeah.
Now, if you're raised in a place that doesn't eat bugs and you hear about that, you're like, well, that's really weird and bizarre and doesn't make any sense to me. But it's just what you are taught is what you know and how you behave. And if someone teaches you that life has already wronged you, therefore you should not be nice to other people, then you are going to believe that life is bad and you should not be good to other people.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Like the shopping cart, I feel like probably a lot of people are saying like, oh, well, everything's unfair to us, so why would we go out of our way to return the shopping cart? Or this place is overpriced. They're charging me too much for produce, so why would I do them a favor? I want them to spend the money on the employee who has to go out and put those carts and grab them back. But of course, that employee, that's not his job. His job is actually to get the carts out of the cart return, but you are making his job be to go get the carts from wherever they are. Yeah. So it's just like I think people think that they're already wronged, therefore, why should I be right?
Listen to this.
Please.
Another. The shopping cart situation. Uh-huh. We have the dog poop situation.
Oh, that one.
Now, all my life, up until recently, I lived in apartment communities.
Yeah.
Places where there were just apartments. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't need to explain that any further. We know what that is.
You get that?
So lots of dog poop all over the place. Yeah. And I think it was because there wasn't a sense of community, because there was no sense of pride, because no one owned their place. And we have this weird thing where people pay other people to own land and then don't get to enjoy it. And it's fucking weird.
Yeah.
So private property's theft. So now I live in this small little community. It's adorable. Houses, and I have noticed that everyone is real good about picking up their dog shit. I came outside the other day, let Bowie pee, and there was a poop on my front lawn, and we looked at our little Ring app, and we saw it. We saw the lady.
Hell yeah.
We saw the lady who pooped and walked away, and oh, brother, I was pissed. I was ready to find her. I was going to take a shit on her front lawn. Not my dog, me, Zachary Cornfield.
As you should.
Came back out a couple hours later. She came back. She came back
with
a bag and picked it up just out of the goodness of her heart.
She was just like, I didn't have a bag.
Yep. Yeah. And she came back. And then this morning, last podcast, told you about my neighbor, Jeff, who was talking about all those spiders.
All those spiders.
His dog took a big old shit on my front lawn while we were talking. And he had a bag. As I was pulling out to come to work, he came back with Windex and a paper towel, and he's like, yeah, it's a real big one today, hold on, I got that for you. And as I was leaving, he was spraying it down because it got on the sidewalk. It was his dog needs to change its diet. It was a
it was a
loose one.
Yeah.
But he was fucking cleaning the sidewalk out of the goodness of his heart.
Wow.
It's also never gonna rain here, so if he doesn't it will be there
forever.
That's an unfortunate thing of LA, is if you spill some milk outside, that milk will be there. That milk will just be there.
Yeah.
If you drop your coffee, that coffee will just be there.
It'll just be.
It can't go away until January when it might rain.
I'll be there.
I'll be there. Without rain.
Milk on the sidewalk.
The poop. Yeah, that's a great song parody.
I like that. That was good.
The poop problem is interesting in LA. I mean, I think that it's like.
And rats eat poops. I don't know if you know this. Rats survive on poop.
And
nasty.
Other things, but they like poop too.
Yeah, they love poop. Mostly poop.
Yeah. Hey, you guys like figs?
Yeah, you want some? Do you have figs?
I have figs.
I love figs.
I'll bring you some figs.
Bring a basket of figs.
Isn't figs? It's like
the wasp dies in them.
Is that?
I don't think that's true. I think it can happen, but I don't think it has to happen.
I think it is true.
Wait, what?
In the wild,
yeah.
Figs are figs. The figs that we get in the stores, they figured out another way.
Yeah.
But what happens is that wasps crawl into
no way
the fig, and then they get trapped, and those little crunchies inside a fig is the wasp's
fucking
dissolved body. This is a real thing.
I believe that you're right, that there is a type of fig that wasps crawl into and die, and that's what makes them delicious.
I think that's like all natural figs, but like not the ones you get at Trader Joe's. They figure out
it's something where it can happen, but it doesn't have to happen. I think the fig can still be pollinated without the wasp dying in it. It's just the wasp will sometimes die in it. You looking it up?
Oh, my God. Tell us the truth, Miles.
Horrified.
We should have a new segment called Fact Checking Bullshit.
But see, you wouldn't be horrified if you grew up in a place where we ate bugs all the time.
Well, see, you're right. And I did eat figs all the time, and the crunch you're referring to, I know well. I know. Yeah. So figs and fig wasps have a special relationship that is essential to their mutual survival. The fig provides a home for the wasp, and the wasp provides the pollen that the fruit needs to ripen. The insect's life cycle begins when a tiny female wasp enters a fig and begins laying eggs inside it. So,
where are you just reading Wikipedia right now?
This is actually USDA Forest Service.
Ooh, that's pretty good. .gov.
That's crazy.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy.
So you came here to laugh? We made you think.
We made you learn.
And we made
learn
you
about wasps.
Learn all about them.
Return your motherfucking shopping
cart.
Not
just white Anglo-Saxon Protestants either. Real wasps.
But you know what? Don't return your shopping cart because that was a good joke, Keith.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It took a second.
But it was worth it.
Well, we had mentioned the Christians earlier.
Yeah, I was like,
oh, let's bring it back to... Anyway, yeah, don't do it because you should just return the cart because
you want to. But
and also because like someone else has to fucking clean up after you.
But see, now we're doing it because like we're putting a value system on it and saying, oh, Zach and Keith are going to think you're not a good person. And that's like kind of the same as like doing it because you're going to get into heaven because you want God to make you. No, I want you to do it because you know it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And if you don't do it, then I'm sorry.
You know, it's like, I think people should be nice. Yeah, be nice just because it's nice to be nice to other people.
That's the thing that I never understood and a real thing that always bumped me about religion. It's like, I don't need you to dangle this fucking afterlife in my face for me to be a good person. I'm just not a dick.
Just be a good person. Just because.
Yeah,
like, wait, if you tell me that it's just like, if we had a scientific article that came out and, or like God came down, he's like, hey, I'm real, but guess what? Afterlife isn't real. Everyone would just start like fucking pillaging each other. Like,
I'm real, but there's nothing more. Sorry, Pete.
Later. Well, I guess probably in the olden times, people would start pillaging each other.
Yeah.
Because it'd be like, well, why don't I just kill you and take your stuff?
Yeah, because, so that means people are dicks.
Yeah. But I do. Yeah, that's tough.
I just, that's where I'm siding these days.
I think people are good, but the world is bad and it fucks people up.
Well, why is the world bad?
You know what's dangerous about that?
Why is the world bad, Miles?
Because the world's bad because of people, yes. Okay.
Exploitation.
You can be corrupted. But I don't think, because I think the dangerous thinking of that is that people think that they are better than people who are bad just because they do the bare minimum.
Riddle me this, Miles.
And I don't think that's true.
Riddle me this.
Yeah, please.
Is it possible to be a moral person in modern developed society?
Well, there's no ethical consumption under capitalism, baby. So under our thing, no. But I think it's just like part of the deal. Like, I think it's simpler than that. It's just like be nice because it's nice to be nice. You know what I fucking hate? People who are like, I tell it how it is. I'm blunt. Fuck off. Fuck all the way off. Be polite because it's nice to be nice.
I
don't need people to be like, well, actually, that shit sucks. And you know, tell it how it is. It's such a bad way to live your life.
I had a moment that crushed me the other night where I have a friend who's becoming a real doucher online.
Name names.
And was posting like some Blue Lives Matter shit.
Fuck
and
that.
I'm like, I got all in a huff and I talked about how they're a shitty person.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stood up to go do the dishes and I'm like, eh. But I still, I got up to do the dishes and I suddenly went, eh. But I still have all the same privileges and enjoy all the same benefits that they do from their bullshit.
Right.
So I'm just as bad. I just know that I'm an asshole. And I walked away.
Right. I think that's the thing.
I can say all I want, but at the end of the day, we're all still living in the same shit.
Yeah. Or like feeling...
We're all still about to pour some sort of oil-based chemical straight into the water supply.
Yeah, right.
As we wash our dishes. Because like it's convenient.
And like, obviously, it's good
to use little pods.
Also bad. They're all bad. They're the same. We've decided it's okay for this to go in the water. It's only also petroleum-based and going straight into the water.
Just oiling up our waters.
All the time.
But it is like, it's still good to do good things. Like, it's obviously like, it's good to live an eco lifestyle. It's good to not eat as much red meat. But you know what? If you're like on a high horse about, oh, I don't eat like animals and therefore I have like this moral high standing, wear your clothes from, bro, because I guarantee it's not something you'd like.
Yeah,
like we all have
bad
stuff. Everything's bad. But
Society is built on that.
But it is actually refreshing because it's like everything's bad, but we get to do nice little things. We get to do, you know, it should be freeing instead of restricting. Anyway, Zach.
It was a fun segment, right?
Anyways.
It was a fun segment.
Here's some other fruits that have bugs in them.
I was thinking, Keith, you told a story last week on the podcast about you were swimming. And I thought it'd be fun for the podcast. If we saw who could hold their breath the longest.
Oh, yeah. I mean, someone's going to need to entertain the audience while sit.
Because they'll know in silence that we're holding our breath.
See,
they'll play along?
Yeah.
See, okay. To be clear, on this audio only podcast,
yes. Yeah.
You want us to hold our breath,
yeah,
which is a silent activity.
Yeah, but people are going to hear that we are holding our breath. They're going to know it.
How long? I mean, people can hold their breath for like a minute, 2 minutes. So we're going to have like a minute.
I think
of silence.
I'm going to get to 40 seconds.
I think I'm not even going to get to 30.
So we are asking the audience.
Just bear with us.
After that half-baked conversation about morality in the modern world.
Yeah, they, like a
they
philosophy.
Could use a break.
Yeah, a philosophy 101 dropout.
They need such a break that we're just going to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do an ad break in the middle.
That's, okay. That's a good, that's actually is a perfect place for an ad break. Yeah. While you guys listen to this ad, we're going to hold our breath. We'll come back when we're gasping or dead.
All right. And here. Wait, how do we, when do we start?
I'll start.
We need like a.
I have a timer. Okay, here we go. Hang on. Here we go. Cool.
This is very exciting.
All right, here we go. And three.
are we inhaling on one or what's the plan?
Yeah, inhale on one.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
I lasted 3 seconds. I burst out laughing. Well, I've lost, so we all saw that coming. I'm disappointed. I wanted to know how long I could hold my breath. We won't know, so instead I will narrate. Miles' face is quivering. Keith is closing his eyes. He's doing that thing.
Yeah, it's not fair. It wasn't holding breath. That was not holding a breath competition. That was a laughter competition.
I won it. 30 seconds.
Fair. How many seconds?
30 seconds.
I want another go.
I could have gone way longer.
Maybe we do a tournament style so one person narrates.
No, because no matter what, we're going to just lose from laughter.
I want to go. I want to win.
All right, here we go.
That was just so
stupid. One more time, audience. You hold your breath, too.
Try along with us.
Okay, here we go. Three, two, one.
You can't laugh immediately.
I can't breathe.
1 second, I glanded.
I think we have to try again later.
Maybe we got this, guys. Go. Third time's charm.
No way,
here we
no
go.
Way.
Okay.
Here we fucking go.
Here you go. Take deep massaging breaths. Okay, here we go. Three, two, one.
I couldn't. We're just not going to be able to do
it's
it.
It's too crazy.
It's too crazy. It's too funny.
I don't want to give up.
No,
Let's
we have to
keep
give up.
Going.
No, we can't. This all okay. it's going to be is us laughing
that
at nothing.
That sounds good, though. People, laughter's infectious. Yeah, I bet you people are giggling at home.
I bet they are.
Hey, take a picture and send it to us if you're laughing.
If you're
that's
laughing.
True.
Here we go. Three.
Zach's face.
Don't look at me. I was gonna do it that
time. You were gonna make it ten seconds.
That's better than last time.
You started with like a
10 seconds would have been my new record.
That would have been good.
This episode will be called "Dry Guys Hold Their Breath."
Ooh, I spit all over this mic. We need to disinfect it.
Yeah,
I feel like I cleared my sinuses.
Yeah,
you
see
that.
Yeah, you sound a little bit.
Ooh, I definitely cried.
Yeah,
that was funny.
A good laugh.
That was really good.
All right, well, you want to talk about factory farming?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, Zach's trying to do like an activist episode. I'm not prepared for it.
Well, I'm not suggesting activism. I'm suggesting that the world is so deeply entrenched in flawed systems that there's really nothing you can do to
That's
be a good,
good.
Person.
That's
and
true.
At this point, we may just all be
you could pay $7 for eggs. Because they're free range eggs, so they cost $7 instead of $1.
Yeah, but even free range, it's kind of like a mystery definition.
Well, no, there's cage free is the wrong one. Yeah. Free range is the one. That's
cage free is no good.
Yeah, cage free. One of them is fucked up. And the most expensive is free range, so I think that's the best one. But cage free.
Been a while since we talked about
cage
it.
Free
it's good to be back.
doesn't mean that there aren't still too many chickens in whatever place it is. It's just they're not in a cage.
Well, and they just call it too many chickens in an egg.
They want to mislead you.
Dang.
What came first, too many chickens or the egg?
So you pay $4 thinking you're doing the right thing, but you got to pay $7 to do the right thing.
Yeah. Riddle me
a dozen
this.
Eggs.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between there's like double A eggs?
Oh, I couldn't tell you that.
Oh, they're all the same. It's
AAA.
All it's just eggs.
Yeah, you grew up making eggs, right?
They're all fucking eggs.
What do you mean?
Like, I saw Hank Green did a thing about this, but it's just like
Hank.
Eggs are fucking eggs. Eggs are not better for you because they're more expensive. They're all the same eggs.
But they could be not
That's about the chickens, though.
It's about,
but it's like the problem.
This is about supporting the business.
What about the brown eggs and the speckled eggs?
Same thing.
And the white eggs.
Same exact
thing. Nah, brown's better.
Nope.
Brown's way better.
Who makes what, though?
Same chickens. They make the same shit.
White. Do chickens make different?
No.
Like, if I'm one chicken,
no.
Am I sometimes making white eggs, making brown eggs?
Yes.
So it's just like...
It's fucking so this.
Then there's someone who's sorting the eggs and saying people like the white eggs.
Yes.
And then there's someone who's sorting the brown eggs and go, oh, no. Them Whole Foods people are going to think these are
brown
fancy
eggs are way more expensive.
Yeah. And the reason that...
How come some eggs are so big?
Hmm?
Some eggs are fucking huge.
This is a big chicken. Yeah. Like, or a small, or like a younger chicken. Like, we had chickens. Oh, by the way, isn't it like the reason that like in Japan, eggs don't have risk of salmonella as much. Like, there's no salmonella in the eggs. You can just fucking...
And they eat like raw chicken.
Yeah, you can just gulp them. It's just because they're...
Why is that?
They have cleaner facilities, and I think there's just like the bacteria that exists in America doesn't exist as much there.
Wait, but why would salmonella... How does salmonella get...
I'm not an expert on this.
Into the egg. The egg's sealed.
So here's the thing. The salmonella is not actually in the egg. The salmonella is on the shell. So, and the reason it's on the shell is because you have to, because we wash our eggs. We like power wash them because there's shit on eggs.
Yuck.
So, this is the reason we have to refrigerate eggs is because an eggshell actually just out of a chicken's ass butt is fine and isn't going to go bad. You can keep eggs, whatever. But if, because you power wash the shell gets thinner and therefore it is more likely to spoil the egg. And that's why you keep in the fridge.
But I think they actually still last a little bit.
They'll be fine.
You can last like a couple weeks out of the fridge.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
And in the fridge, it'll last for 100 years.
Exactly.
Yeah. Y'all know the egg test?
What's that?
Find out if your eggs are ready. Put them in a glass of water.
Oh, that just means if they've gone bad.
If they've gone bad.
Oh, they float?
Also,
you can just open it up and it'll be pretty clear.
It'll smell like shit.
Yeah, but you don't want to do that. You don't want to open up a shitty egg.
That's true. Especially if you've already put two eggs in the glass to scramble them up. You put that third in and suddenly it's a bad egg.
I saw an article.
Uh-oh.
And it said that hot people are returning to milk.
Ah.
That was an article.
Yeah.
And why?
Because I don't know. I didn't read the article.
People.
Yeah. Are returning to drinking regular milk instead of like an almond milk.
Is it that the study saying that the milk is making them hot or that hot people have decided that they need milk again?
I think the idea is that milk's coming back into vogue. And for a while, it was vogue. It was like,
one of the top five ad campaigns of all time.
But I can handle regular milk. And I honestly think that culture has made me think I'm lactose intolerant because everyone's like, well, I'm lactose intolerant. And I feel like around you guys, everyone's lactose intolerant. I feel like just to be included, I got to fucking say I'm lactose intolerant.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we look down on you.
You look down
your
on
stomach
me.
And
but
digest.
Meanwhile, I'm chugging whole milk on the reg.
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, that's cool for you.
It's fucking awesome.
So you don't care about the environmental impact of
the dairy industry?
And raising live cattle stock?
Where's your shirt from?
Cambodia. Yeah. I will tell you, though, I'll tell you, my fast fashion lasts a long time. This shirt is old, baby. Yeah.
Well, you know what I'd say is you don't wear clothes very hard.
Yeah. How dare you? How dare
like,
you?
When I wear clothes, I would say they deteriorate quicker because I'm like...
You don't sweat like us,
What
bro.
Are you doing, Miles?
I'm sweating, and I'm also sort of like, I'm moving around.
Living hard.
Yeah, I'm living hard, and you're sort of sitting there watching HBO Max.
I'm kind
of
like rubbing up against
their library.
It's great. It's the best. Worst app, best library.
Really? Have you tried rewinding on Apple TV?
Oh, is it also bad?
Garbage.
It all sucks.
Disney Plus? Fucking...
I don't know how all the remotes and the Ryans.
It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable.
All of them are bad.
Guys, I don't understand. We're going to go back to fast fashion 1 second.
Yeah.
But it is unbelievable.
Do we have to?
Stick around for that.
Stick around after this.
Nobody wants it. Everyone, this is
minutes.
Their escape.
Unbelievable how bad the controls on some of these streaming services is.
All of them.
Yeah. They just don't ever rewind. Mm-hmm. Don't even attempt to. You're going to go back 20 minutes.
Can I raw dog for a sec?
Okay. No, I hate that expression, but yeah.
I think that Roku is one of the worst services in history of technology. Really? I think that Roku,
I think they're pretty good.
Down with Roku.
Whoa, I think they're pretty okay. Why do you hate them?
Because I think Roku is it was the first to the table for smart television technology, and they are one of the worst pieces of shit. Most Roku TVs, you can't adjust the fucking display settings, color, grade, contrast, stuff like that. And Roku's like, oh, I'm going to put in a Roku stick via USB. You think over USB we're going to be doing this shit? Absolutely not.
What I like about Roku is because they're fully third party, they actually will have everything. Whereas like Apple TV is like, oh, you can't get Amazon on it. Amazon.
That shit.
Yeah. And I'm like, get over yourself.
Get a smart TV. Samsung.
I know. So, yes. I have a Samsung smart, will do it too.
Mm-hmm. I have a smart TV.
Yeah.
Here's two things that happen. One, HBO is not on the smart TV because what do I have? I think I have a Samsung. What do I have? I don't know why I'm asking.
You have what I have?
I'm about to blow your ass off.
I have the frame.
I'm about to blow your dick.
I have an OLED.
I'm about to blow your...
Blow my ass apart.
Does your TV have Amazon Prime?
Yes.
You can get all that shit through Amazon.
Yeah.
But it's a different...
You need to pay for it through Amazon.
Yeah, that's stupid. I already have my account.
No, it is stupid, but it's the solution.
Yeah. And then here's another thing that happened. So I plugged in my little fucking... So I plugged in my little fucking stick so that I have my smart TV for my apps and then my stick for my HBO. Then on my smart TV, I have Disney Plus. So I'm going to watch Disney Plus, and one day it freezes. And I'm like, what's going on? My sister stopped paying for Disney Plus that we pay for together. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, I'm just going to use Ethan, my soon-to-be brother-in-law, his father's account. But now on my smart TV, my Disney Plus is frozen. It's trying to log into an account that doesn't exist. I've unplugged the TV. I've plugged it back in. Disney Plus is broken. I can't use it on my TV. So now Disney Plus, I have to also use on my stupid fucking stick.
Yeah.
The smart TV is dumb.
A little bit dumb. I like my biggest problem with the TV I have, which is a Samsung smart TV, is the frame, which I love it. You can have art on it.
Those are cute.
Other things to go about it are great. However, when you turn on the TV, it must turn on to a channel that plays content. Like it has its own like built-in
free
TV guide channel.
Yeah, it has its own like weird like channel system that it just has channels that come with it.
That too.
They're all terrible.
Yeah,
they're all deafening. Doesn't matter how loud it was when you turn the TV off, and when it comes on, it's the loudest fucking bullshit in the world. And you're like, and while the rest of the smart TV is loading, while the apps are all loading, somehow it's loaded just fine and is blaring whatever it has on. And so you're like, please just start Netflix. Just fucking load. Please load. And you're listening to whatever it decided or whatever you have settled on is the least offensive choice, which mine is Waves. So it's just crashing Waves when it's on the TV. But when I bought the TV, the default for it was like, I think it was BET, which is not a problem. It's just really loud blaring hip hop music every time you turn on TV, no matter what time it is intense.
Yeah, it's intense.
And sometimes the verbiage is quite intense for when you're turning on the TV at like 7 a.m. and it's just intense lyrics. Like, oh, this is very loud. There's a lot happening. And you can't turn it off until you load something else. And if that something else is taking a while to load, it will just blare that for 30 seconds.
So we bought a Frame as well. It's our second TV. Yeah. And if you guys don't know, it's this TV that the appeal is that at a very low energy amount, it looks like a painting.
Yeah.
So you can cycle through different paintings and then it has a beautiful frame. That's why it's called the Frame. I bought it. You have to pay a subscription for the paintings.
Wait, for the art. It's like $2 a month to get all the
$5.
But you can there are free paints.
There's like three.
That's crazy.
I feel so hoodwinked.
This is really stupid.
It's not an inexpensive television, so you think that should just be a part of it.
Yeah.
And then it's not.
I need to find out because we have Frames here at the office. I need to get our login because I just out of principle, it's not that I can't afford it. I just feel wrong.
Hoodwink.
Maybe you want to go in together on one?
We already have one. Becky bought it right out.
But I'll pay half.
Sure.
I'll pay a third.
Do you pay per TV?
No. I have no idea. I have no idea how it works.
We should wrap this shit up.
Well, I don't think so. Well, we gotta go back to fast fashion.
Yeah. We haven't even talked about, like, are the people that made all these art, are they getting paid for this art?
That's a great point.
That's
good. That is, you know, one of the things people were excited about for NFTs, is that artists could finally.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, I follow Gary Vee.
Mm-hmm.
He retweets a lot of them. Looks like a lot of garbage to me.
Yeah, it doesn't look like anything I'd want to
looks
own.
Like a lot.
NFTs?
Oh, yeah. You see, Visa bought one.
Well, I think it's about... The problem is that it's not really about the art. It's about what it means in the...
People think they're going to get rich in 20 years.
Yeah, which is, I don't think, true. Like, I think there's cool stuff going on in that space that's actually stuff that's not about the art, and it's about, like, buying into communities that is interesting.
It's all too young to really understand what it is yet.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you. I grabbed this shirt out of the back of my closet.
Yeah.
It's like returning to an old friend.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
This is a 6-year-old shirt.
Really?
Wow. Becky gets rid of all my old shit.
Yeah.
But we turn them into rags. And we use them to clean until they get too gross. And then we throw them away.
And you're like, there's that shirt I used to love.
Downcycling.
Swiping down
Albert's
piss. Oh, let me tell you. You guys know that I love dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I bought this shirt at a Times Square gift shop. It was NYC blackout, like 2003. I think there it was maybe, I forget what year, maybe 2004. There was a blackout in New York City. And I thought it was so preposterously stupid that they made a shirt for it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I have to own it. It was my fucking pride and joy. Mm. I loved this shirt. My mom abhorred it. She naturally hated it, but like it was a hit. People like thought it was so funny.
Yeah,
it was cool. One day the shirt goes missing. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, where is this shirt?
Mom.
2 months later, I see cleaning,
no
wiping. She turned it into a fucking rag. She took my shirt and cut it up without my permission.
That's crazy.
And then I said, where is it? Mom. And she goes, oh, I don't know. She fucking knew what she was doing.
Wow, mom.
There's a lot of little, like, small indiscretions that I hold as true trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of them.
Yeah.
I have a lot of trust issues. Yeah, maybe that's why I can't get rid of shirts.
Tough, yeah.
Yeah, you're afraid they're going to become rags.
Yeah. It's like in Toy Story.
Well, if you aren't supposed to spill secrets about other media companies to be movies, or you need advice about something else, we have an advice man here. His name is Miles. He has a segment. You know the segment. It's Advice That'll Go For Miles with Miles Bonsignore.
And while he does that, I'm going to hold my breath.
Me too.
It's advice that'll go for miles. Tune it to your radio station. It's advice that'll go for miles. Everyone get ready. Miles Nation. Miles Nation, go! It's advice that'll go for miles. Advice that'll go for miles.
What's up, Miles Nation? How y'all doing tonight?
Nice, keep going, bro. You got this.
Zach's still holding his breath.
I laughed.
Have y'all ever wanted to walk like a duck?
Are you trying to tell people how not to fall down?
Have y'all ever wanted to get going at a pace that feels comfortable to your spine and your toes?
Must be make a type of insole, maybe a shoe. You got to a minute? Nice. And there was like 5 or 6 seconds before, yeah.
Where is my spine? Where is my spine? Oh, where is my spine? Posture.
I'm giving up because it's unpleasant.
You gotta not forget about your posture.
Hell yeah.
My hips have been killing me since weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's because of a couple reasons, but the main reason is because when I sit, I cross my legs. Now, I've given this advice before, but this is an update.
Uh-huh.
You mean what I'm doing right here?
The result.
What you're doing right there.
This is bad.
My update is...
For us, specifically, is long-legged boys.
Long-legged boys.
We have a bigger problem with it.
Because Keith and I have hernias. They cut open our ball sacks and fixed it.
They went through my belly button.
What? But you got to make sure your posture still is tall. And it's something about you got to flex you got to kind of turn your pelvic hips.
You kind of got to do like a Kegel with
your
butt.
You got to kind of do it. Can you guys do Kegels?
Yeah.
Want to do them right now?
With my butt?
Yeah.
Oh!
Well, that's over exaggerating.
What?
More like a... You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You're
flexing your taint.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing that.
How's it feel?
Fine.
I'm like, what's the fastest you can go?
I don't. I feel like that'll. You'll
I think I'll.
Oh my God. God, Miles, you're disgusting. Last week you talked about diarrhea.
Hot.
This
lava
week
diet.
You're talking about this. This is disgusting.
I'm talking about posture. No, Zach you're said not. Kegel. Zach said Kegel.
You said you had to do something with your butt and flex
no,
your
you
hips.
Have to, you have to. You kind of have to like. You have to tilt your pelvic floor so that it's parallel to the ground or something.
Okay. That makes you.
That is not what makes me. Don't even get me started on. What makes me
Let's move on.
I'll be advice.
What
next week.
Has happened? What are the results of you changing your posture? Did you change your posture?
Well, I haven't done it yet, but I think that it's kind of like
you said. This was an update.
Just when you're walking, you know what I heard actually recently.
What did you hear? What did you hear recently?
Oh, here's what it is.
You're not on the mic.
If you stand, if you stand up, if you stand, and then it's about if you're if the pen tilts inward, you need to your hips need to yeah. Okay, so.
What?
My shoulders.
Okay, Miles is standing with a pen.
Oh, your shoulders aren't rolled back.
Yeah. So, like, look, at rest, if you're holding a pen, if the pen is not at your sides, like, if the pen points inward.
You want it to be parallel.
You want it to be parallel, which means that you need to, like, adjust your shoulders and to be pulled back a little bit. And pretty much everyone's going to have a hunchback
because
popping? Of our fucking phones. That was me popping.
You were cracking
nice.
All over, bro.
And pretty much everyone's going to have a hunchback. So you just have to like really be careful with it, especially if you sit for your job, which is I do.
Everyone.
And pretty much everyone. Well,
and if not, then you stand for your job and that's going to have its own fucking problems.
Yeah. And if you don't stand for something, what will you fall for?
Oh, shit.
It's just good, something you have to constantly remind yourself of. I'm sure everybody as they're listening is like adjusting their seat.
Yeah. Everyone does. And then you never, it never sticks.
So I've got this big old bag of bones, this arthritic fucking body over here, and I unfortunately have not been sleeping well at all. I'm in a lot of pain.
Oh, buddy.
But my dude that I've been working with, shout out to John the Vegan, he has given me this routine that I have not been doing, but I need to start. He told me 3 days ago, haven't done it, where he wants me to pick a time and like 15 minutes before I would normally get to bed, 20 minutes, put my phone in the other room and do this series of hip stretches and neck stretches. Because I feel my hips are really actually in a lot of pain when I go to bed. Like by the time I get into bed, my hips are already in pain. So then I'm rolling over. It's whatever. I don't mean to make it sad. But anyway, I think that that is a good thing that like we could all use some before bed stretching.
Becky and I have been doing the occasional before bed stretch. It's very nice. Also, like after all the flying that we did from Greece, I've been trekked.
Oh,
so we worked out yesterday and then I also tried to like... actually stretch the amount you're supposed to post and before the workout. Yeah. And finally, my hips feel a little less tight. But I need, you know, we all should stretch more. You should just stretch, apparently, every day. Just stretch.
Just stretch it. I don't know if, before we end this podcast, I don't know if this is real, but someone on Instagram tagged me. Look at this shit. Someone got a Zach as a vagina tattoo on their ankle.
It can't be real.
So I looked at her page. She has tattoos.
That could be real then.
And
be
if
real.
You're going to put a tattoo of me anywhere on your body to grace me on your ankle, whew, means the world.
Guys, so you know, I saw this somewhere. I think someone sent it to Becky yesterday, but they have year-long temporary tattoos.
Oh, that's so cool.
Year-long.
It's
I would
perfect.
Do that for
that's
sure.
Perfect.
Yes, it only lasts for like a year. Eventually, it will fade completely by the end of the year.
I wonder if it... So, okay, we should link up because there was a company that Lauren had sent me. I thought it was only like a month. But I want to do a video where we get a ton of tattoos.
I would absolutely get a real tattoo if it wasn't going to be a lifelong decision.
Yeah, but a year?
A year is great. I'm totally down to have a funny thing on me for a year.
I want to get... So I've genuinely thought about getting tattoos like all over me.
Yeah.
And I just am so... Why are you laughing, Miles?
I'm just thinking about you tatted up. It's
I want it. Yeah. I like really think...
It would change your vibe.
It would change my vibe dramatically. Yeah. Dramatically.
Yeah. At that time... You have to get the artist to sign off.
That's true. So wait, is this one like a tattoo gun?
I have no idea. I've done no research.
1000% I want to do that. Yeah. I'm in. Because I'm just so indecisive. It's like, I don't even know what design. I don't know what design I want. But even more than that, I don't know where on my body.
Yeah.
So if I can try... A year is a little long for me, though. I'd rather do it for like 2 months.
A year is a long time.
A year is plenty. You have to have some ramifications for your decision. You know?
But like, what if I really...
Otherwise, it's barely even a tattoo. It already is barely a tattoo to only have it for you.
But you think like to have a sleeve? I don't want a sleeve.
A sleeve
but
is like, pretty intense.
For like
rad.
A month, that would be a big change.
That's a huge change.
That'd be really cool.
Like, I'm talking about very visible ones. Yeah, if you got like a fucking tramp stamp or whatever. Is that offensive? I don't know.
Well,
the tramps.
The tramp community might take
it. Well, the lady in the tramp movie...
I don't think that's what they mean. They mean a little dog?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, Miles.
What is the tramp in the tramp stamp? Tramp like, is it a rascally man and he stamps the woman?
No, it's the lady.
The lady is a tramp.
The lady is now a tramp because of her choice of tattoo placement.
What does tramp mean?
I think it's like a hoe.
A show. So it's lady and the hoe?
We got to wrap this up.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Let's look at... And this is no, Miles.
No, Miles.
What?
No.
What?
No.
What does tramp mean in tramp stamp?
And then I'll look up lady in the hoe.
Lady in the hoe.
It's a derogatory term referring to a tattoo which a woman places on her lower back.
We know that.
I know. I'm trying to find more, you know?
Okay. Tramp. Verb. Walk heavily or noisily. Noun. A person who travels from place to place on foot in search of work as a vagrant or beggar.
Well, it's okay. So these terms, are labeled as tramps, whores, or other derogatory sexually promiscuous terms. Although these are often biased generalized terms, there have been sociological studies done by the American Psychological Association, Federal Bureau of Prisons, and other demographic researchers showing a strong correlative evidence associating tattoos with high-risk behavior, illegal substance abuse, and sexual promiscuity. But that's tattoos in general, not just the placement.
I love drug use and sexual promiscuity.
Do you have? You have
okay.
One? No.
No.
I don't
have one either.
I'd love to get one, though. I think
only
be...
Zach has one.
Yeah, no. I'm a bad boy.
He's a bad boy.
I know.
Okay, so a tramp is a beggar, right? So, and it's a derogatory
especially
slang.
In Lady and the Tramp. It's a
right,
beggar,
he's
beggar,
a beggar
dog.
So it could be that the etymology of the word is that, that person is of a lowly status. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it is a tramp stamp. Or it could be the grosser version, begging for promiscuous actions. Therefore, it is a tramp stamp of welcoming...
This is such a highbrow podcast.
Yeah,
you know, we've gone all over the place.
And
today.
Urban Dictionary.
I was also on Urban Dictionary.
it's
maybe we should do an Urban Dictionary grab bag one day.
Yeah, I would say I don't like the word tramp. I'm going to go ahead and say
it. Yeah,
I'm glad after 15 minutes we figured it out.
Hey, you know what?
Did I bring it up or you said it? I think Miles said it.
No, I didn't.
I think it was Miles.
How dare you?
Look, I'm just going to say this. There's some words that are in your vernacular and then you get to a point and you realize like, wait, huh, what is that word? What's the etymology of that word?
Etymology. And that's why we have to look at Urban Dictionary every podcast to learn.
To learn a little.
Learn a little. We've learned
and
a lot
now
today.
You know, Mike's Super Short Show.
Mike's Super Short Show. You remember that? Before your time.
Well, Allison Stoner. Allison Stoner was in
it. I remember.
Mike's Super Short Show.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a perfect episode. Keith, hit us with the official tripod theme song.
Oh, I wonder when the lunch will come into Miles' mouth. I hope the lunch really comes into his mouth. I hope he gets the sandwich, puts it in front of his face,
mouth.
And then it comes into his mouth. I'm just using the word come as a rival. It's a tripod.
Join us on Patreon for the afterpod.